These Nuts.
Hey everyone, it's These Nuts. We are absolutely nuts about all things real estate. Whether you're buying, selling, or borrowing, we cover the topics that matter to you, and even the ones you didn't know you needed to be concerned with. We are your hosts,
Shane Hollenbach, nationally recognized mortgage lender,
and Jason Crittenden, one of the highest ranked realtors in all of Arizona.
Jason, why does that matter?
Well, because we have some advice, we have some experience, and we believe you should pay attention.
And do we have any promises?
We do. We'll keep it short and sweet. We'll pump out quality daily content covering real estate questions you've been dying to ask for about selling a home, buying a home, or how to get finance.
You have questions?
We have answers. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of These Real Estate Nuts. Shane still has the day off, and we still have two guest hosts, Mr. Ryan Dobmeier.
What's going on, everybody?
And Brent DeGrief.
Hey there.
And guys, yesterday on the podcast, we discussed inspections, but from the buyer's point of view. Today on part two, we're going to continue our discussion on inspections, but today we want to talk a little bit about the seller's point of view. Okay, so we discussed yesterday all about inspections and or what we call the due diligence period here in Arizona. The inspection period basically is designed to give buyers the opportunity to do due diligence on a seller's home, right? And like the surrounding areas. There's some other factors, and we didn't actually get into them yesterday. You know, that you can look up sexual predators in the area.
Right.
Here in Arizona,
schools.
Anything. I mean, theoretically, I mean, you could come out to the house at midnight to see if dogs bark in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. What, you know, maybe they disclose that there's a train track nearby, but you're curious, like, you might want to sit outside for a couple hours and just listen or for airport noise. I mean, due diligence really is everything that could be important to you.
Cars parked on the street, anything.
I've had clients that maybe they work a little further away, and on the map it says it'll take 25 minutes to work, but it didn't take into consideration
rush hour.
So they might come literally wake up early, come to the house at the time they would leave, and then drive there to see, like, and then they might find out, man, it took 45 minutes, and they're like, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? I don't know if I can do that every day. So that's due diligence, right? So what's the seller's point of view here, like, as far as inspections go? I mean, do you like inspections from the seller's point of view?
No, I don't think any seller loves that period of time.
Yeah, right?
Getting told what's wrong with your house and, you know, what.
Right. Is there any benefit to the seller during these inspection periods?
No.
No, right? So these are definitely designed, and these are definitely protections for the buyer. Now, I would like to point out that every seller will probably become a buyer.
Correct.
So as much as you don't like it, you'll get these same protections when you buy your house, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with and sellers. They will pay their listing agent, and then their listing agent will pay a buyer's agent, but which you may not like. But at the same time, you'll get that same protection when you go to buy. You won't have to pay an agent because their agent will be paid by the listing agents out of their co-broke. Let me ask you this question. So should a seller, for example, I do a lot of listings, right? Should I advise, or should any seller, would you advise them to do an inspection on their own home prior to putting their house on the market? What do you think, Brent?
I'd say it's tough, right? Like, I could see yes, because then you know what big items are. Maybe you didn't know your AC wasn't, you know, functioning as good as it should. But then what happens if they get it? They pay, you know, $1,000 to fix what they think is big items. Guess what? It's not big items to the buyer. And they're still ask for something.
Okay,
else.
So you're saying, like, you may fix things that would never have been asked to be fixed in the first place.
Exactly.
You might be wasting money. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Ryan?
No, I agree with that. I think it also kind of depends on the market, and also the seller too, if they're able to even do any type of repairs ahead of time, be able to get a home inspector if they're in that position.
Yeah.
Some clients that we work with, they're not, you know, so I think it really depends on what the market is. If the market is a super hot market for sellers, then, you know, it's kind of like you put it on the market and then you do your marketing, and then sometimes it moves pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And then you might be getting multiple offers, and then other markets might be a little bit slower, and you're trying to get an advantage over somebody else. So maybe having that home inspection done ahead of time is a deal.
So you're saying, like, so, okay, so the market's a little bit slower, maybe it favors buyers. Mm-hmm. you do a home inspection,
right?
You fix the items on there, and then you actually advertise.
You disclose that,
hey, I have done a home inspection. Yes. By the way,
provide it.
I will give you the home inspection.
Correct. Saves the buyer $500,
and we have fixed all of these items. So, in other words, peace of mind. Right. I'm selling peace of mind.
Yeah. And a buyer may still do their own home inspection, but the fact that they you say. I think it just gives a lot of transparency for a seller. And in a market that's a little bit more of a buyer's market, that gives, like you said, that peace of mind and is that transparency that a lot of buyers are looking for from a seller.
I like that.
It goes a long way.
So let's just touch on this again, though. So let's just say, let's not do a home inspection, but I know for sure there's, you know, one of my windows has a crack in it. I know that one of my sinks leak. I got a bowl underneath it that's kind of catching some drips. Should I fix those things prior to putting it on the market?
I think there's some things that I recommend my sellers to fix, and then there's others that don't. I've done a lot of buyers as a buyer's agent starting off, walking through dozens and dozens and, I mean, hundreds of homes. Yeah. You know what a buyer is going to get fixated on and what they're not going to be fixated on.
Sure.
That little crack in the window, probably not something that they may not even see that. Most of the time, we don't.
I agree. However,
FHA will catch it.
Yes.
So, VA.
Yes.
Now, yes, if it depending on what price range it is. Yeah. But then if I go in and I see like there is water or, you know, they have that bowl under the sink, a lot of times people will open up underneath a kitchen sink just to see, like, has there been a massive leak underneath here?
Yes.
They're just curious. So I think those sort of things that are that tell a buyer,
like
very obvious things that are easily fixed, go ahead and fix those things.
Okay. What do you think? Is there anything in the house that you know for sure that someone's always going to want? So I would agree, by the way, Brent, on the window, because if you're representing especially buyers in the 200-400 range, depending on their down payment, they might be in FHA zone. And we know that the inspectors or not the inspectors, but the appraisers are probably going to call that out. They might do an appraisal, which is called subject to. So in other words, I'll appraise the house at X value subject to that window being fixed. It's usually health and safety issues. What about like a stove? What if a stove doesn't work?
Oh, yeah, that's right. People are going to want to cook. That's something should be.
Dude, people are probably going to want to cook.
Every day. I had a microwave, right? I just had a client bought a house. Maybe the microwave worked, but it made like this super weird whiny noise. And that was like the thing that they were fixated on. We didn't see it when we walked through the house, but inspection happened. The sellers knew about it and they were all worried about it, you know, wanting to ask for an inspection just because like that's the stuff. Like even if you know the buyers aren't going to see it, probably as soon as the inspection sees it, right, it's going to be a big point.
It's going to come. So I guess it sounds like it just depends, though, on the house, on the seller, on the market, on a lot of different things. So I would say it's probably not a bad idea. There's nothing wrong with getting a home inspection.
Right.
I think it's maybe over-preparing in some markets.
For sure.
Some places, but never a bad idea. I don't know if I'd recommend it, but I certainly wouldn't argue against it if one of my sellers said they wanted one.
Yeah. For sure.
But what I would recommend against is fixing a lot of things because you just don't know, especially because you're harder on yourself than other people would be sometimes. And so I've had sellers that walk around, they're like, well, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do that. And I'm saying, I'm telling you right now, I've been through enough houses to know like people aren't going to pay. Like,
that's not going to matter.
They won't care at all. You're wasting your time. I'm telling you, you know what I mean? Especially if you're in a price range here in Arizona, I mean, you put a house on the market for $200,000. If I don't even think you can find one, but if you did, right, you could light it on fire and take a photograph and it would still sell that day. So I would probably say, look, you've got a little bit of leeway here. You don't need to really fix things. You know, if you know any major issues, you have to disclose them. But as far as like chip paint and stuff, like, man, I'm not worried about that at all.
For sure.
So we talked about this in the last episode, but just in case people didn't catch up, what happens at the end, you know, when the buyers conclude their inspection period, right? So they did 10 days, they send over stuff to the seller.
To fix?
Yeah, what do I got to do? What's my options at that point?
You can fix all of it, fix none of it, or just fix some of it.
Fix some of it. Okay, so I say I fix all of it.
We're moving forward.
We're moving forward. What if I say I'll fix none of it, or I'll fix half of it? Then what happens?
Then it goes back into the buyer's court.
And how long do they get, Brent?
5 days.
They get 5 days, and their only options at that point are to say
yes or no.
Yeah or nay. I take your answer, I accept it, or I reject it, and I will cancel, and you get to go back on the market. So in that case, then, what is your advice to your seller? Okay, you just sold their house for $400,000, got full price on it. They didn't ask for a closing cost. Maybe they asked for a $500 warranty, but for all intents and purposes, they got everything they wanted, right? 30-day close,
right.
Super happy. They send over to you a list of the dumbest items ever. They want a GFC outlet replaced for $10. They want cracked outlets replaced.
Yeah.
Like real easy, dumb stuff. Like a shower stopper is missing, you know, super easy stuff. But it totals up to, say, $500. And it's annoying.
Yeah.
What do you do at that point? What's your advice to your seller?
I tell my seller, you know, rather than waste your time going around and doing all this stuff, you either one, just do it, or two, you just give them, you know, $500.
Yep. I like either one of those. So the number one advice is just do it.
Yeah.
Right. Because we don't have to send a Christmas card to these guys. You don't have to like these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you say yes, we're locking them in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think that's real important. Mr. Seller, lock them in. Like, just say yes.
Yeah.
Even if it's, I know you're annoyed. Just do it.
A couple light bulbs, right? Like,
yeah, just do
crazy
it.
Yeah,
just do it.
But even in the scenario you just gave, a lot of times we in the real estate world, whether it's buyers or sellers, have really fast amnesia.
Yeah.
So they forget that they just got everything that they wanted.
Oh, yeah. And they think they're getting robbed.
And so on the buyer's side, and this is what I tell my sellers, like, hey, just put yourself in the other guy's shoes. If you were in the same thing, you just gave the seller everything that they quote unquote wanted.
That's true.
And then you go and do a home inspection and there's really no big items.
Yeah.
You're like, it's almost like an obligation. Like most buyers feel obligated to ask for something. So they're going to go to the cheap stuff, the light switches and the plate covers and all that kind of stuff. So it's almost like, hey, awesome, your house is fantastic, but they're just asking for these couple little items. Yeah. Just look at it that way.
I agree. So number one is like, hey, just do it. Right. Mm-hmm. For a lot of reasons, just do it. Number two is, let's try to offer them a credit, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, hey, say yes, but say yes to a credit. And so we would try to negotiate that offline with the agent, just like, hey, man, look, my guy doesn't want to mess with these little items. And he'll buy the cheapest stuff. Your guy wants awesome stuff. Like, what if we give you $500 and just call it a day, no more repairs, and let's do an addendum and give you some give you some money or whatever. So that usually works best. Again, we talked about in the last episode, but that way you do a final walkthrough prior to closing. There's just no surprises. There's no duct tape and you're like, hold up, title, don't close this deal. Yeah. We're upset. Things weren't done right. Like, it's just a smoother deal for everybody. And then I truly do believe, like, once the buyer gets in, they can fix it to their satisfaction, like exactly the way they want it, hiring professionals they want. All right, guys. So, hey, I would say that's that. What's the one kind of takeaway, if there is a takeaway today? I'm going to say it's, if you get a small list of items, Mr.
Just
Seller,
do it.
Like Nike, just do it.
And that's solid gold.
Yes. If you live in Arizona and you're looking to buy or sell or get a mortgage or refinance, we'd love to earn your business. Text loan to 602-975-2772 to reach Shane about buying or refinancing strategies. Text home to Jason at 602-975-2772. If you're looking to sell or buy in Arizona, or if you need a referral for out of state from my expansive national network. Guys, thanks for listening. Catch these real estate nuts on the flip side.